Vanya, it's so good to see you.
Hi, Mike.
It's been quite a week. I will say this. One of these weeks is going to just be all happy stuff.
Yes.
But yeah, it's been another kind of stressful week. So I have a lot to talk about. Should I just go first and get it done with?
I want to hear. Yes, please. Yes. Yeah. The answer is
should be known that like we don't save it all for this. Like Vanya has reached out to be like, are you okay?
Yes. I'm so concerned.
You know. Yeah, I don't know where to start. So let's start with this. What day would it have been that I had to go to the, I think it was right after we recorded this. Maybe it was like, Wednesday maybe that I went to the bank. I was like, I'm just gonna mosey. There's a bank like 10 blocks that way. I'll just like go and bring my little evidence that shows that I wrote a check that was altered and like this will be easy. I was 13th in line to see someone.
Oh my God.
I waited for over an hour. They finally called my name and I got to go talk to somebody and like really quickly was like, oh, I'm just not going to have time to do this. Like I had to work that night. So maybe it was Thursday. I was like, this is not going to happen. He's like, yeah, this is going to take a solid amount of time. So why don't you come back tomorrow? I was like, I live 10 blocks from here. I'll come tomorrow. I'll get here way earlier.
Well, and you can make appointments usually too, I thought.
Yeah, I guess for me, I was like, it's the middle of the day on like Thursday. Like it's not going to be that. Anyways. So didn't get much done. I will say that part of the conversation while I was there turned to like, because we've talked about this, that, you know, I have a little bit of, I don't know what to do with some of the funds that I have. And you've given me good ideas and I haven't done any of them because we're going to get to it. Like I'm working on all of this, but they basically sent a representative over to kind of like start talking to me about that. And I, listen, it's all the things all together, just totally started crying in the bank, like a crazy person. Yeah. And it's because it's still emotional. Like, it's still really hard for me to like, know what to do with what my mom left me and know what to do with any, yeah, it was tough. And the guy was very, very nice. And he in fact was like, you know, my mom passed away last October. So I know what you're going through. I was like, oh, okay, well, anyways.
Yeah.
Basically made an appointment with the first guy for the next day, went in early. I mean, it's in the end, I guess it's boring. And I guess the same thing happened to another friend of mine who had a similar thing where a check was forged that they closed my account. Like I had to open a new checking account.
Wow.
Cause they were like, well, they have access to your routing number and your banking number. So we're going to have to shut this all down and we'll get you a new one. But then you just think about all the little things. Like I have my direct deposit from my paycheck that I have to figure out how to do that. Cause I didn't order checks. And I guess I need to order checks cause I'm still sending rent checks. I don't know. It's just, I was saying to someone, I don't need the person who did this to go to jail. Like I don't need them. I just want to talk to them and explain to them how difficult they've made my life and just be like, you've made an already difficult part of my life more difficult. And it's, I don't know, maybe that sounds silly, but it's just been a headache.
Yeah, for sure. Plus you're out of the money, right? Like nobody, or is it?
So I'm still out of the money. I will say that the guy that I was talking to, because I was like, listen, I got this notice saying that they're denying my claim because I didn't bring any more evidence, but here's this evidence. He was like, yeah, we'll resubmit it. You should hear something within 30 days. So hopefully I'll hear something back. I mean, you know, it's several thousand dollars. Yeah. I don't want to just be like, well, lost that cash.
No, you should get that money if you can. And did he say that you should call like the police? Because that's what I was thinking you should do. Not that I don't care if those people go to jail, but also listen, there's somebody who's probably scamming a lot more people than just you in that building that you live in.
You know, they didn't say anything about that. And maybe I should have asked. Someone else said the same thing. They were like, well, you probably should still file a report. But I think the bank does that. I don't know. I have to go back at some point to talk to them. And maybe I'll bring that up then to be like, should I be talking to law enforcement about this? Because it's just, once again, just one more thing. And then like, so we're gonna sandwich the thing that's not as big of a deal in between the two things that have been kind of a big deal.
Okay.
And that is, so I was supposed to see Cabaret last night. I was supposed to see the revival of Cabaret.
Yes.
And I got a message like Thursday saying that there'd been a change in casting and the lead actress was going to be out on Monday night.
Oh.
And I was like, well, that's a bummer because if I don't see her, she will literally be the only person in that Tony category that I haven't seen. Like I've done pretty well on the musical categories. We'll get to the play categories later and why I haven't done as well on those. But I was like, you know what? Listen, here's a new thing. I was going to save this for later, but I'm going to say this. Sick. You know that saying, do something every day that scares you?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that because I think that that's crazy. But Here's what I am doing, and I've been pretty good about it. I'm going to do something every day that is proactive.
Great.
Because I do think I've become a bit lax in my getting things done. And it's tough because we've had this conversation. For those of us that aren't working in the profession we want to be working in and want to be doing something creative. And
right.
Once again, I've said this. I don't know what that is, even for me. But we tend to punish ourselves if we don't do something other than like doing our laundry, working out, and then working a shift at our restaurant job. And that's enough. Like most people in their lives, like that's, you've accomplished enough with your day.
Yeah, that's what you do.
So for the rest of us, we're like, I didn't do enough. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go to the extreme. I don't want to go to the extreme of like, I'm just never accomplishing enough. But even if it's doing a vocal warm-up and playing my guitar for 30 minutes, like I just, and I've been doing it. Like every day I've gotten up and been like, this is my task that good. I'm going to get done today. And I'll cover some of the tasks later. But it has felt good. It has felt like a little bit of progress. So my proactive thing for that day, the day that I received a message saying that this lead actress is going to be out, is that I went to the theater with my ticket to the box office and said, hi, I'd like to exchange this for Tuesday or Wednesday when the whole cast will be in, because this person's name is above the title and you're allowed to do a refund or exchange if the person's name is above the title. So yeah, so I'm seeing it tomorrow. I would be lying if I said I wasn't now a little bit nervous that something else will happen because I can't change again, obviously. Like this is my last opportunity, but I'm not going to live in that space. Everything's going to be great. Everyone's going to be in. I will say that I had to spend like $10 more for what I think is not as good of a ticket, because ticket pricing right now on Broadway is insane. Like it literally changes like week to week. So seeing Cabaret tomorrow, so I'll have more to say about that next week. It is the same production that I saw when I was in London, but I am excited to see this cast.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm excited. Can't wait to hear. I love that. I love that show. There's a reason they keep reviving it.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see. It hasn't gotten the best notices in the New York papers, but like I know what I'm getting into. I saw it in London. It is, right. Listen, I've said this to someone else. I'm like, it's just sort of like the louder Cabaret without much nuance. Like it's kind of just like a bulldozer of a production. And you take that for what it is. I'm fine with that. I think that it will, what I've heard is then the two older characters, like their storyline has that much more depth to it, because like that's like the soul of this production. So okay. I'm excited. Bebe Neuwirth is one of those two, and she's incredible.
I love her.
Very excited to see her. So yeah, I'll have that for next week. And then here's the other thing. I think that I brought this up, that like my roommate has had water coming through his ceiling on and off for like the last month almost. It has been so it's fixed. If you hear anything in the background, it's because they're in there painting right now.
Wow.
So we just all think like happy, dry thoughts. They were able to get into the apartment above mine to figure out what was happening there and fix the problem. And I'm going to say permanently and knock on some fake wood. And yeah, it's just been a lot. Like this last couple of weeks, I was just talking to the other roommate, because we are in the process of slowly, you know, getting our lives back to the way they used to look and unpacking things. I've had to go a little bit slower because my room was the epicenter. And, you know, spoiler alert, I think I'm going to have to get a third treatment, because I did find one today.
It's so weird, too, because they normally don't come out in the light.
It's very, well, it was almost not with us anymore. It was like on the other side of
poison
had gotten to it, whether it's the diatomaceous earth that I basically swim through in my room or something else. Like, I did sleep in my bed for the first time last night. And by that, I mean, there was a sheet and two pillows involved, because I'm still very nervous to sleep in here. But I have to, like, at some point I have to sleep in my room again. And honestly, if it draws them out, that's good.
I was going to say the last bed bug's like, I'm dying, but I need that sweet, delicious Jensen blood.
That's sort of what I'm hoping it was. So that's what I'm going with. And it's. Everyone, but he was saying like, it just feels so crazy. And I was like, the craziest thing of all of it is this all started like 5 weeks ago. Like our lives were pretty normal 5.5 weeks ago. And then this happened and everything's felt like such turmoil since then. Yeah. So trying to look at it is on the other side.
How nice will you feel once it's good, and the gratitude for normalcy.
And trying to hold to that too. Yeah, 100%. So that's been my week. I don't know. How was your week, Ben?
So it was a hell of a week as well, because it was the last week of school for the kids. And, you know, y'all know I'm PTA president up in our school, but I'm also working a full-time job and doing other things. And it's funny with school stuff. It's like the last week is filled with not just school. It's like one daughter has a recital for something and or the son has a thing for that. So we were just like crazy balls to the wall. I literally was just trying to get through every day and not think too much and just like be like one step in front of the other. And then as we had planned and we made these plans like 9 months ago, which I'm very proud of myself because, you know, I'm not good at that. I'm very much like either I think I'm not going to be here with in this earth, so I can't, or I just, it's hard for me to think too far ahead in life. It's an ADHD thing, you know, I just, whatever.
Sure.
And Adam's not great at it either. So that's why you and I are such good partners when we travel together, because you're very like, you like to make a plan. I do like a plan, but it's sometimes overwhelming for me, especially when it gets really busy. So that was crazy. And then immediately, so we made this plan to, as soon as school was out, they had a half day, we went camping. And I know you know my stories, and if y'all follow us, I've had some crazy camping stories in the last bit of my life. And this one was cool, though, because it was like a KOA, and it was – so it's not like – in my mind, it's not like camping. When I say camping, I think like we just hike somewhere with our shit, and we put a pitched a tent, and we're doing these things, and we're pooping in the – you know, whatever. So, no, it's not like that. It's a KOA. They've got an RV area, which is a little bit higher, and then they've got this awesome area that's down, and these teepees that are like – their structures, you know, and so everyone in our group, there were 9 families, rented a teepee, very, you know, inexpensive, super cool, super fun, different experience. There's a covered wagon that you can rent to sleep in. There's like a bed, like the one we stayed in had a queen bed and then it had a bunk bed. The bottom was like a full and the top was a twin, although the little bar that saves your life if you fall was not really there, so I didn't let anybody sleep on the top bunk, and they were the kids were pissed at me, but I'm like, I got up there one night, maybe I'd had a few, and I showed them how I could slip through the top, and they were like, whoa, oh my god, mom. I was like, yeah, and I have a big butt, so I got through it, and you're all tiny. Anyway, that was cool, and then outside your tent there's a little picnic table, and you know, there's no refrigeration, obviously, but there are cabins too. So one person in our group had a cabin, so there is a shower. And there's usually showers and there's bathrooms where you walk. It's a little bit far. It sucks to be a woman, though, in the middle of the night if you have to pee. I just basically held it until every night if I had to pee, because it's like dark and there's animals. There were peacocks everywhere, which, by the way, I don't know if you knew, peacocks make the most terrifying sounds all the time, and they wake up at like 4:30 in the morning. Their sounds sound exactly like my son going, help, 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 or no, no, no. I'm just like, oh my God, what is happening?
And that is crazy.
It is crazy. And so beyond that, there's a creek that's like, you know, it's possible someone could drown in it because there is an area where they swim, but like most of it felt sort of safe as long as we kept an eye with the kids. My littlest one definitely wanted to be there the whole time because there was frogs and he had a buddy his age, which he never has a buddy his age. You know, it's always because my older daughter, you know, we know their friends more, so we do more stuff. So this was kind of a little bit purposeful so he could have his buddy and we're getting to know those families and all that stuff. And so we get there and we're setting up, we're not pitching a tent, but we're putting everything like the foods and things like that, whatever. And my husband took my son down to the creek with his little buddy. They're the same age. Maybe the other one's a little bit older. And they were playing. It was great. And he came back and I'm like, where's, you know, Calvin? And he's like, they're fine. They're down there. And so I hadn't been down there yet. And my husband and I have a different idea of what's safe, as you know. I was like, you know, after about 20 minutes, little spidey sense went up. I was like, I'm a little nervous. So one of the other moms was like, oh, I'll walk down there with you. We could go see, you know, because they go every year, these families, you know, this is like their fourth year going. Well, I get down there and oh my gosh, my little one is going to be so embarrassed if he ever hears this, because he was so he's down there and he's dropped trow. And I'm like, uh-oh, what's happening? So what happened was, and then I saw the other little boy handing him leaves. So what had happened was, my son had to go to the bathroom really bad poop. And he had to when we got out of the car, because it was a little bit of a drive to get there. And I was like, told my husband, like, take him to the bathroom. And he's like, he's fine, he's playing. And then I talked to my son. I was like, you got to go potty. You got to go potty. You got to listen to your body. And he's like, I'm holding it and it's fine. Well, it wasn't fine because they were down at the creek. It was hard to get back. He didn't know how to, because the grass was really tall. So he didn't know exactly how to get back there. So the little other little boy, it's like you got 2 6-year-olds just talking nonsense to each other. And he's like, just go here. And so right by the creek, like probably a foot and a half away, he drops his pants and he poops like a big old poop pile. And then he needed to wipe somehow. And so the other little boy was handing him like tiny leaves. Like, thank God they didn't. Oh, God. So if everyone knows, if there's, you know, it's like if there's three, let it be three points right. to it. Thank God he didn't like poison oak his butthole. But it was really gross. It was a gross scene I came upon. And I just went into like fix it mode and I started to like cup stream water into his butt to get the poop. Like, cause it was just not, I don't know. I'm like, why is there so much poop on your butt? I think he was like mushing it around with the leaf. Oh, so gross.
Sure.
It's so disgusting being a parent. Oh my God. So I'm like cleaning it with the thing, with the stream. And he's like kind of screaming cause it's cold. He's like, oh, it's cold. I'm cleaning it. And then he's finally almost done. I look down in the stream and there's a dead rat. There's a dead rat right where I'm scooping the water up into his butthole. Oh my God. So disgusting. So, I mean, it might have been a possum. I basically I saw it and I screamed like someone had stabbed me. And then both boys like looked at me and kind of started crying. I'm like, no, it's fine. Everything's good, guys. We're good. We're good. We're good. So then I got my son, I like basically carried him through this disgusting terrain. It was like my feet were getting, I know, boo-hoo, Vanya. I'm a bit of a weenie when it comes to stuff. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared for this moment. I wasn't prepared for the scene that I was to walk upon. So I grab him. I take him back to the bathrooms. I try to clean up. We throw away the underwear because he didn't make it in time. And then I luckily, thank God, one of the people had a cabin and I bathed them. And it's funny because she was kind of, I love the girl who had the cabin. She's like, I just thought you were one of those people who like to bathe your kid every night while camping. And I was like, no, I'm not. I can deal with them not showering for 3 days while we're there. But this was necessary. Yeah. Very necessary.
Too much.
Yep. And that's, you know, I can't think of anything else because that's all I think of. But it was so nice to come home. Felt great. He had a blast with his buddy. He's reading the, you know, Frog and Toad books. Like, we have a big book, and Adam is reading him a chapter every night. So he's loving those books, and they were able to get frogs. And he's so cute with his new friend. He's like, hey, guess you know the Toad and Frog books? I'm Toad, you're Frog, and we're best friends, just like in the book. It was so cute. And I was like, and this is why we did this. I mean, it was nice to be with all the other families, but mostly I just wanted him to – he doesn't have any close – friends, you know, it's like, it was a lovely experience. But when we got home after seeing, you know, a huge centipede and some other critters that I don't want in my tent, I was really happy. I'm so grateful, kind of in a different scale to what you're dealing with. But like, I can't tell you, like today I was cutting an apple and I washed it and I cut it. I just was like, oh God, this is so good. So good to be with running water. Yeah. So that's my week, sort of, you know, in a little tiny nut shell.
Was this planned amongst the parents then? You said there were 9 families. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, these people have done it for like 3 years in a row, and this was their 4th year, and they invited us in, which was really nice. You know, it was very sweet, and it's cool too because, you know, after there's a big fire pit with everybody, and then but we had our little spot. So when everybody went to bed, Adam and I played cards until we didn't, and drank whiskey until we wanted to go to bed. And the kids were right side out the tent, outside the tent. So they got to, it was nice. We had a nice time. And oh my gosh. Okay. So I know, you know, love lights. I got these really cool camping lights. They like, I'm going to send you a link on Amazon. They're like in this little thing. So it can either be one big light or you pull them out. And they're like little lights, and I put them all over our camping area and inside the tent too, because there's no, you know, electricity anywhere. So we could have lights inside. It could be white or it could be like the multicolored. It's fun. Honestly, that's a gift I'm going to get everybody because it's the best. Even if you're not camping, you could take and have little lights anywhere you go.
That's really cute. I like that. I love that.
And you charge
what
them.
That was.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, of course, what I care about most, what did you eat?
Oh, okay. So this is another thing. One of the families is, the guys loves to cook. So two dinners, and all the families do their own breakfast and lunches. So we had our own breakfast and lunches for our own specific families. But the first night, easy burgers, hot dogs, fixins. It was great because everybody's kind of getting there at different times. And then the second night, which is the last night because you leave on the next. So it was a perfect amount of time. But one of the women is an amazing cook. And besides, this other dad was like, anyways, we had tacos. We had fajita type. It was
awesome.
And she made these beans that were so good. Honestly, we were, our family last night, we were talking about, I was like, what's your favorite part of the trip? And what's your least favorite? And mine was like, I said the beans. They were my favorite part. But yeah, so we did. We ate well. It was nice.
That's awesome.
I know. It was, I mean, that's the thing is, if I can be, because I will start to panic if I am, if I'm afraid there's no food. Oh, the other thing that scared me though is like there was kids, like many kids from all different ages, all the way up to high school. And some of the kids are a little bit more like they were messing around with like some fire stuff. And I was like, oh my God. Like they put a branch in the fire and I was like, we're all going to die. We're all going to die. We're all going to die. But anyways, I hate fire. I mean, I was like, forest fires are real. Like they get started, you know, it's like, but luckily we had a fire extinguisher. One of the guys in our group was a firefighter. Not that that necessarily matters because he was already asleep when these guys were doing this thing. I'm like, put it down. Stop. And this area has burnt before, you know, it's like in Ojai. It's in like, we're in California. It's not the best to be fucking around with fire. So that was not my favorite thing. Well, there was a few. The rat poop butt situation was not great either.
That was tough. That would have been tough. Yeah, I don't know. I could probably do it for two nights. I don't know. I like running water and I like electricity.
I think you could do it. I agree. But I do believe you could do it. Because we did have iPads for the kids at night. Like I didn't bring one, but somebody else did. And it just was necessary. You had to have something because they played so hard all day. You know, so you'd be able to watch a show or listen to something. Right. And there is electricity. We all charged our stuff at the person's cabin, but there's electricity where the showers are and stuff like that too.
Gotcha. So
you'd like it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I would maybe try it. I used to camp when I was little. Like I would camp with my dad, like not infrequently, at least once a year.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting to try. Well, anything in particular you're digging this week?
Honestly, the week's gone by, so we just got back. So I don't have much, but I'm just going to second hacks. I just watched the episode where they go on a hike, and I'm like, damn, that's a good episode.
So good, right?
Yeah.
It's a great episode.
And then the one after that is amazing. So I'm going to be sad when it's over. I'm really enjoying the journey.
It's been a great season. It's so funny because on one of the, I listened to a screenwriting podcast, and last week's episode was the showrunner from Hacks. And the showrunner from Loot.
Oh, fun.
Two shows that I love. But they were talking about third seasons because both of those shows just had their third. Wait, is that right? No, Loot only had two seasons. What was the other show? Maybe it wasn't third season. Maybe it was just like further season. Anyways, I'm going to think of it later and then I'll say what it actually was because it was Hacks and something else. But they were talking about not knowing if it's coming back for a third season. And I was kind of like,
it is.
But you, I mean, for a fourth season. And I was like, Hacks has to come back for a fourth season. Anyways, I don't know. It was kind of a weird thing being like, it was such a good season.
Oh, you know what I'm also enjoying is the third. Speaking of third seasons, the third season of Sweet Tooth is back. And I don't know if anybody's watching that, but it's really good. Like if you can make it to keep going, I mean, it's all good. It gets a little dark, which you know me, I'm like, ee, scary. I tried to watch with the kids and they were both freaked out a little bit because there's, you know, it's like, but I highly recommend if you like that kind of thing, Sweet Tooth.
I should, you know, I watched the first episode and I did like it. I just never, I never went back to it again.
Oh, you should. Jim made it, you know, our friend Jim Mickle. He's a director. Right. Did the writing as well. It's really fun too, to see, because Mike and I have worked with him on a couple things. My husband's worked with him on multiple shows before he got into TV. He's so talented, and it's exciting to have a friend, to watch a friend go through the journey to where he's at particularly. It's nice. It's just, I'm like, I like to see people succeed. It makes me happy.
Okay, it was Hacks and Girls 5 Eva. Those were the two that were just having their third seasons that they were talking about. So there you go. That, just to clear that up, those are the two series.
I love it.
And I know that Girls 5 Eva is kind of like eternally on the bubble because I don't think that it's like has a huge audience.
I enjoy it.
So I guess I understood why that one they didn't know. I enjoyed it too. The third season was so dense that I was kind of like,
I didn't get to the third.
It's I think it's six episodes. So it's like jam-packed.
Wow.
So there were episodes that would go by and I'd be like, I don't think people are getting this. Like, I think I almost think it's too dense. Like, it's so fast. But, you know, I hope, I just always want those kind of series to end of their own volition. Like, I always want those series to be like, we have chosen to have this as our final season.
Yeah.
So I could see both of the shows being like 5-season shows. Like, they don't have to go on forever, but like a nice solid 5 seasons, you know?
Take it. I'll take it.
Well, speaking of television, mine is a television thing, and it's not, I don't know that it's something that you would enjoy or not, but I did want to give a shout out because I had wanted to watch, but had kind of kicked the can a bit, thinking like, oh, I'll watch it some other time because I don't know how I'm going to feel about it. I watched the Hulu miniseries Under the Bridge.
Oh, isn't there like a Red Hot Chili Peppers song called Under the Bridge?
That's 100% what I thought of when I first saw the title. Yeah. No, this is it's a miniseries with Lily Gladstone, who was just nominated for the Academy Award for Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Riley Keough, I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but she was in that, oh gosh, Daisy and the Six was the miniseries that she just did.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Archie Punjabi, who won an Emmy Award for The Good Wife back in the day, and it was fun to like see her, because I haven't seen her do a ton since then.
Yeah.
It's a really, really solid cast. Listen, it's an upsetting series. It's a true story about a teenage girl in Canada who died most likely at the hands of her classmates. And I don't want to say a whole lot more than that because the mystery truly is surprising. And I didn't know where it was going from episode to episode. Almost every episode would be a moment where I was like, whoa, that is not what I thought was going to happen next. It's so really, really well made. I will say they keep the violence to a minimum. You almost never see the violent thing happening, which I am happy to spoil for others to go into it knowing like you're not going to see anything super upsetting. Like, they do a very good job of like, and then that happened over there, but we're not going to show it. I just thought it was really affecting and it was really satisfying. Like, you get to the end and you just have that, like, it all kind of like the characters all kind of end up where you think they should, or not in every case, but in so many cases of like, yes, that is how that should have happened. So
awesome.
If you're interested in it, yeah, it's Under the Bridge. It's on Hulu. It's 8 episodes. Most episodes are about 40 minutes long. The finale's a little bit longer, but they're all like reasonable drama periods of time. So I definitely suggest it. Once again, as someone who kind of went into it like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this, I really liked it. I really thought it was beautifully made.
Great.
And honors her. Let me say that also. Like, really honors this girl who lost her life.
Yeah.
And it like, one episode is like her narrating her own story. And every episode like dives into what was happening in her life, how she got there, what her motivations were. So I also really liked that it felt very victim-centric.
Good.
So there you go. So I kind of alluded to what I could do without. So maybe I'll just say that real quickly. Ticket prices on Broadway, I know it's been an ongoing thing for years of like, Broadway's expensive. But even like last year, things that were hard to get a ticket to, I could get like a $50 ticket in the last row of the mezzanine and see something.
Right.
Two plays that I really wanted to see, Enemy of the People and Mother Play, which is the new Paula Vogel. And listen, happy for Paula Vogel that she has a smash hit on Broadway. That's great for her. Literally the cheapest ticket I could get is $199.
What?
And it's partly because I didn't plan ahead. I'm sure early in the run I could have gotten a cheaper ticket, but I just didn't expect it to be like that huge of a smash. Kind of the same thing with Enemy of the People. Like, this is the one that I'd gone to the box office to inquire about standing room and was informed that in general standing room is what they do for the lottery the day before. So I've entered that lottery every single day and I've never won. I'm out of time now. Like, I'm not going to get to see it before the Tony Awards happen. And it's kind of it is what it is. Like, I've been lucky on the musical side of things, but those were two plays that I really wanted to see.
Yeah.
And it's just a bummer. It's just a bummer that there's like literally no way to see them. Because at a certain point I was like, I love theater and I love people who create theater and I support theater and actors and writers. I'm not spending $150 to see a play. I'm just not. Like, I have now spent $149 to see Cabaret and I'm kind of mad about that.
Yeah.
It makes it the most expensive thing that I saw this year. I spent $139 on Merrily and I did that one really smart where I bought my ticket in October for February because I know that like our friend just saw it. I know she spent way more than that.
Really?
Yeah. But it's just that thing where like, And she was also pointing out, and maybe this is part of what it is there are just so many famous people on Broadway right now. Like, you have Daniel Radcliffe yeah. doing Merrily. You have Jessica Lange doing the Mother play. Like, so many plays have, like, a Definitely. Star in them. And I guess that's just what it is. So that's what I could do without. I'm just kind of bummed that I didn't get to see those two plays. But
I'm
it's fine.
Sorry.
It's a, yeah, it's okay. It's a pretty ritzy problem to have. And I'm off this Sunday, so I'm going to go see Patriots, which is another play that I wanted to see. So I'm seeing a Tony Day Broadway show.
Fun.
And then I'll get to watch the Tonys, and it'll be fun. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to
Sunday.
Oh,
that means we're going
to
get Tony fun
You'll get
recap.
All kinds of Tony stuff next week, too.
Oh, I can't sure. wait. Yeah, well, what I could do without is basically that we have to, my husband and I have to work all summer long, so we can't take any vacations. But that's okay. You know, it feels fine. I'm just grateful we're working. But yeah, I had to put the kids in a camp, and so we're spending money on that, but still, it's worth it. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, again, like I said, I'm grateful for having a job, but it's the first summer that we've never not gone to go see my parents right. or gone somewhere, you know, so that's what I could do with them.
You'll have to, like, choose a weekend or something like
Definitely.
That. Definitely. Maybe. I mean, I don't know what Adam's schedule is going to be. Is he going to be near home or is he away?
It's in LA, I think. So they're okay. still, like, working it all out. We'll see. But it's supposed to be weekends off. Yeah. So that,
gotcha.
So that cool. is something, like, we'll do just trips with us as a family, which will be totally fun. There's so much. I mean, I live in LA. It's, like, the best place to
yeah.
have a day trip or a weekend trip. In fact, when we went to the KOA, we ended up having to go. So normally it only takes like 45 minutes from our house to get to this crazy, amazing spot, which how fun. But with all the rains, it had a mudslide on the road. So we had to go an extra hour and 20 minutes. So
oh, wow.
It took us almost 2 hours to get there. But we went through Ojai, which is really, really cute. And so I feel like I want to do a weekend trip in Ojai.
I legitimately only know Ojai from that miniseries Beef, because they kept talking about going to Ojai.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like a yippie, hippie Woodstock, I think, type area.
Gotcha.
But it's cute. We stopped real quick to get another coffee as we were leaving because I was tired. Oh, my God. And Adam bought some artisanal bread. It's so yummy.
Nice.
So, you know, a little bougie bread. Delicious.
So we didn't do a topic this week because I knew we were going to have so much to talk about.
Yes.
So
we'll have topics next week.
We'll have topics. Show. Yeah, maybe for sure. For sure. So yeah, that's it. Anything random? Anything that you just need to mention here?
You know, I don't. I want to pull something really fancy out of my butt, but I can't right now.
That's fine. My only random thing is that another thing that I kind of like alluded to earlier, which is I did finally choose a distributor and like, I put my music
good.
Up to be distributed. So then I got a message today, and I just did it a couple days ago. I got a message today being like, there's a problem with one of my song titles. And I don't know what that means, because they're like, you can't have one that says album version or instrumental. And I'm like, none of mine say that. But one of them says the word reprise, and maybe I'm not allowed to do that. So I sent an email being like, hi, I'm willing to fix the problem. I just don't know what the problem is. So
good.
Hopefully I hear back on that, because yeah, theoretically I've done it. Like, my music should
my
be
God.
Out there soon.
Are you going to tell us where, or are you going to wait until it's?
I'm going to wait. It's going to be everywhere. Like, it is through a distributor that does, like, you know, iTunes, Spotify,
Yay!
Like literally basically every place you can get music, it'll
God.
Be available. And I'll for sure tell everyone as soon as I know more. Like, I'll probably send a Instagram and then talk about it on here. It's scary, it's nerve-wracking, but it's exciting. And someone was like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
big leap. And I was like, yeah, but it's a leap that, like, literally is no risk to myself. Like, if everyone hates it, then it doesn't matter. Like, you know.
But you like it.
I like it. I'm really proud of it. And it's funny because it is theoretically my fifth album.
Crazy.
But it feels like almost like the right place to start.
Okay.
Like, sonically and thematically, it feels like, no, this is a good one to put out there first. And then I got in touch with the guy who mastered this one about mastering the next one. And I haven't heard back, but hopefully hear back soon. And
great.
Just going to try to, that was part of my thing about, like, do something every day that feels
proactive.
So
I love
that's
it.
Been part of it right there. So there you go.
Oh,
I'll keep you all posted.
Fan
I'll
right
let
here.
You know.
Number one fan.
You'll know as soon as it's out. I'll send you a text and be like, awesome. Listen to my songs on Spotify.
I can't wait.
All right. Well, I love you. I'm glad we got
love
to do this.
You too. Yes.
And we'll be back next week and hopefully we'll have a topic. But I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about it no matter what.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex in the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We'll be back next week. Now I'm going to go kind of crazy.
Well, I loved it.